Chapter 2. Press clippings detail the resolution of our hero's latest adventure on a battlefield that has changed from the stage to the courts to, at present, the corporate boardroom. I'm supposed to go into the studio in a couple of weeks, and I have a contract with Sylvia Roan, and she won't give me my money. I don't understand. She's fucking the fans, she's fucking herself, and she's fucking me. I have 4 kids, a wife, I have house payments, car payments, I have a life. I fucking earned the right to have one of the biggest contracts in rock and roll. I don't need to be fucked with by somebody who has her opinion and her priorities. Is she a racist? Is she anti-man? What's her problem? We can't figure it out because she's had a hard-on for us since day one. Well, you know what, motherfucker? You've got a contract, and if you want to go up against this band, we are a loose cannon. I will make your life miserable. Nikki Sixx, quoted in Spin, March 1998. Anyone who saw the less-than-flattering comments that Motley Crue bassist Nikki Sixx made about the Elektra Entertainment Group and its chairman Sylvia Roan in the March issue of Spin will not be surprised to hear that the band and the record label have parted company. Sources said that Motley Crue, which spent 15 years on Elektra and sold more than 35 million albums, is looking into alternative means of distributing its catalog material. The band, which gave birth to glam metal with its 1982 album Too Fast for Love, is heading into the studio next month to record new songs. The Music Daily, April 16, 1998. Motley Crue is set to raise its middle digit to the world once more. This time, the vehicle is called Greatest Hits, and the wheels have already begun to burn a bit of rubber across a very limp and lifeless music industry. Elektra Records has been cast aside in favor of the Motley's own label and distribution network. An international tour of theaters and arenas to support the release is currently being planned, and Tommy is finally out of jail. Things, as they say, are about to happen. Sound420.com, August 1998.